that call came in, we launched in 18 minutes. So we responded back to the aircraft, which is already turnkey, ready to go. It's just a matter of putting on our night vision goggles and launching. The brief was, we're going out to search for a missing person that walked down a cliff face to go fishing. We get on scene and we have the night vision goggles and we have the forward-looking infrared camera, which senses heat. Almost simultaneously, all three of us spotted the victim at the bottom of the 275-foot straight cliff, which had a little tiny crevice to walk down inside of it. So we spotted him about 50 feet from the bottom, standing on a flat spot, and he's wearing a white shirt. And I remember he had this poodle. It was a little tiny dog that had this red bow on it. No joke. And we all kind of chuckled because we found him so quick. Instead of spending hours looking for somebody, we found him almost immediately. So we just kept him lit for a minute until we figured out how we're going to get him down to the bottom of the hill. So the first thing we thought about is I can land on the beach, which was the waves were breaking on the beach. So at that particular point when we thought about that, really wasn't practical. We decided to land on top of the bluff, which was about 200 feet above him. My tactical flight officer, Debbie Little, and Sean Cotton, the paramedic, put their harnesses on and they used a safety rope just to walk down to him through that crevice I spoke about. And I stayed up top on our radio and communication with him. And the plan was for those two to walk down, assess the situation with him, and then guide him down to the bottom of the hill with the flashlights. That's one thing he didn't have, was a flashlight. So they arrived at him, evaluated him medically, and said he seemed fine. We're going to walk down to the bottom of the hill. I will come and land. They'll get in the aircraft, and we'll fly him up to the top where his partner was. Turned out he was down there for more than 12-plus hours. No food, no water for him or the dog. And he was stuck in that specific spot for several hours. They got down to the bottom and I got a call on the radio that said that they were having a medical emergency with the subject. I think I said back to them, is it a life-threatening emergency? And they came back and said yes. Now we just went from getting somebody safely to an area to immediately an emergency situation, get them out of there. So the first thing I thought of is now we got to do a vertical reference long line mission to get him out of there. So I hooked up the long line, took off my door, and I had the deputy that was out there verify that the ropes were definitely connected and tied properly. I started the aircraft, and I came over the cliff, followed the cliff down as a reference until I was able to see her. And I put the line in her hand, and she was standing on top of a rock where the waves were breaking around it. Not over the top of it, but around it. Debbie grabbed the rope. She hooked on that horse collar. Probably within 2 or 3 seconds from the time she grabbed it to the time I was pulling power to lift her and the subject up to the top of the hill. So we put him inside the car. I released the rope and I flew back and picked up Sean. I flew away from the cliff a little bit. When I touched the ground, I saw he had facing away from me so the sand wouldn't hurt the dog. But when he turned around, here he is holding this little tiny poodle with this red bow on it. I thought it was kind of classic. He got in the aircraft. We flew away up to the top. We loaded the patient inside the helicopter and flew him to the hospital. And from the time they made contact with him at the bottom of the hill, the time he got to the hospital, I think was an hour. That's actually pretty good for being at the bottom of a 300-foot cliff.